Welcome to the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting for August the 11th, 2018. And Tammy said it's raining outside, so that's a new experience for a while, so maybe cool off a little bit. So we're going to go into agenda item 12, future meeting planning, and this is an open discussion. Commissioner Keeney, welcome.
I think you should double the meetings.
Okay. What time do you want to hit the road, Jay? Who has the lead? Oh, Commissioner McKenzie.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I'll offer just a few comments in looking the material over. First of all, in case there's a question of a quorum on the Friday the 17th call, I'm not going to be able to be on that one. On the matter of the September draft agenda, I didn't see delegation of authority on there. That had been on the year at a glance, but yeah. Okay, so there's that. The executive session says tentative, not sure if this is needed, and it's right after lunch. And so the strategy of having this as a placeholder, I think, worked quite well this meeting. It was there. It was there all the way up to the end, and when it became apparent that there wasn't anything that needed an executive session, it was postponed, and it gave us some time relief when we really needed it. We got a handout on the Chinook RMP where we had asked for regular routine updates for that, and if necessary, in closed session under the umbrella of USV Washington. But anyway, it worked out just fine, and if something would have come up on a lawsuit or this or that right before the meeting, that it was there as an agenda item. So I think we should keep it in terms of not sure if this is needed. That might be true all the way to the day before the September meeting. The timing after lunch when it has to be advertised and all of that makes it a little bit awkward. And so I would suggest putting it either at the beginning of the day or the end of the day so that it doesn't end up being some sort of a stumbling block just because of the timing. The other thing that struck me is that agenda item number 16, which is the Columbia River policy business, is a major agenda item. And as we heard from the Fish Committee report, staff is advising us to make room for a lot of public comment. But the starkest observation was that it's on Saturday, and it's on the last day, spot on Saturday. And it's critical that we do not have this on the agenda on Saturday. It needs to be earlier on the day so that we don't get into the time kind of time cramp that would end up having this drift off and lose a quorum and all the rest of it. So my suggestion before we hear it is that looking at numbers 10, 11, and 12 could be displaced to Saturday and not run into that kind of a thing. Occasionally we'll hear, well, staff would rather work on Fridays instead of Saturdays, but I think the policy need here is predominant. I had something on the year at a glance, but I'll hold off.
Yeah,
can I just make a quick comment? Staff preferred the Columbia River items be placed on Saturday, their preference to allow for their staff to, I think Bill White has other commitments, and this is what worked best for him.
Can I just make my comment as well?
Mr. Thorburn.
So Saturday is generally better for the public. You know, lots and lots of our public works. Yeah. And, you know, most work is Monday through Friday, so I think Saturday helps to make it more accessible. We have a responsibility, you know. If that's what's scheduled, I think we should try to work around the schedule and ensure that we're going to be here.
The Commissioner Thorburn, you serve on the Fish Committee.
I do.
And you understand the complexities of this Columbia River policy, I believe. And it's very detailed. It's going to be very lengthy. I also think it should be somewhere else, but perhaps if we have this And I do agree with the public comment and the public participation. I think the least that we should do is to move it to early in the morning on the Saturday. Otherwise, we're going to be here till 3 or 4 o'clock, which none of us want to do after a three-day meeting. So I'll throw that out for discussion.
I would certainly support that.
I concur.
Okay.
Well, my reaction would be that that might be amenable as long as it's the first part of the day and we do finish it. So we've been through this before, and the Saturday agenda items have not necessarily been smooth. You never know how much is going to come up in open public comment or what will come up there. And that can be a two-hour thing right there.
Yeah.
Is there any disagreement from the commission on that idea?
Yes. No.
Oh, okay. No. Saturday morning.
Saturday early.
Tammy, does that work for you?
We can do it at 8 a.m.
Okay. That would be, I think,
absolutely
appropriate.
I think that's great.
Okay. Next.
Just one comment, Mr. Chairman, at the year at a glance. This has become a very useful thing to look at scheduling. And I would just urge the director and the deputy director to try to make calls to the staff projecting out throughout the next 6 months or to a year. At this particular meeting, for example, in September, Hoof Disease, Columbia Basin Partnership, Strategic Planning Presentation, and ADA Committee Updates were not on the year at a glance, and all of a sudden they're there. And I know things will spring up. All I'm doing is encouraging you to ask your ADs and other folks to take this planning document seriously and try to anticipate what's coming out there.
Mr. Holzmiller.
And there again, going into 19, whether I'm here or not, that's yet to be determined. But are you planning on having any meetings?
That's part of what we should talk about today. You have the 2019 calendar in your book. Yeah. And hopefully we can make decisions on when and where.
And there again, this is just me, but it seems like Spokane has almost been a bust as far as getting people there. We meet in Moses Lake in March normally?
March or April, yeah.
Yeah, and those always seem to get fairly good attention. But whether we get one in North Central or Walla Walla or some dang place, I think would be a good...
I also think it would be appropriate to consider having one. I know up in the north end, up in Brad's part of the world, somewhere up in the Bellingham, Mount Vernon, Everett area, we haven't been there forever that I recall, and we do have some significant number of constituents, so I'll throw that out for...
No, I'd be good with that. I just think we need to take the road show on the road.
Yeah. Right into Bellingham, too. Also, Horizons Jay, when we had a meeting in Clarkston, not last year but the year before, that one was very well received and we had a pretty good attendance there.
Mm-hmm.
It was much appreciated. Clarkston?
Clarkston, yeah.
We had state legislators, we had county people, a lot of agency people there.
I'm sorry, you're going to say OMAC. I sure?
I'm serious on that. I think...
Okay. Commissioner Keeney.
It wouldn't hurt the commission to come to Northeast somewhere. It's a little difficult to arrange it because of, finding a place that can handle it. But, you'd get a good crowd if you came to Colville. I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that's where I'm headed. And I do muchly appreciate you guys coming to Clarkston. It was a lot of fun. It was a good opportunity to let you guys aware of what was going on with the Snake River fishery and that. And, I did a lot of phone calls to get people there, but we did get good attendance, and like I said, the Spokane meeting always surprises me because it just seems to be a bust.
And I do phone calls too, so that says something.
Mr. Sarburn, did you want to comment?
A couple of other east side places that we have not been since I've been on the commission, which is a while now, are Yakima and Tri-Cities. So those are a couple of places to consider as well. We have not had a Region 3 commissioner, so Yakima might be something that we want to put on the table.
We did go to Tri-Cities.
It was before my time, but it
wasn't too long before your time, Kim.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to research that, Tammy, and see what the options are there?
Yep. Do the dates look pretty good for most of you that are proposed?
Or you just
Jay
bought.
Or Katie, how about you?
I'll be hunting in October. So.
Commissioner McIsaac?
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Let me just say I really support the idea of Mount Vernon, Clarkston, Omak. If there's a hotel over there, that would be great. Region 3 area. Port Angeles comes up as well. If that means fewer meetings in Olympia, I don't think that's necessarily a problem from my perspective. On the dates, I was wondering about the August 9th and 10th moving to August 2nd and 3rd. And the October-November situation was worthy of a plaque coming out from Henry Clay about that dilemma of what you do in October and November.
It's been remedied on the calendar you're looking at.
Okay.
I get to go elk hunting in 2019 if we stick with this calendar you're seeing here.
Well, we want you to go because you bring tidbits to nibble on. So. On that one, does anybody have any objection to considering moving the August dates 1 week earlier? And
I like them where they are. Is there a reason?
Let me talk with staff and make sure like there's not WAFWA meeting or any other things going on as to why it is the 9th and 10th on the agenda. But I'll look at putting it to the 2nd.
There were two reasons why. One is we don't have a meeting in July, so to get a little bit better spread between June and September, and then there's other plaque-worthy events going on in the month of August that makes the 9th and 10th difficult.
Commissioner Thorburn.
I just was wondering if we had looked at the WAFWA meeting schedule, both winter and
Yes, on this calendar, everything works for the winter schedule, so on. So
okay.
And so everyone can look forward to September. I won't be here. I'm going to be in the Yukon chasing the moose. So
good. Or the reverse of that, yeah. Okay, Tammy, are you going to research that? And will this be a discussion on the conference call or our next meeting?
It'll probably be the next meeting.
Okay. Okay. Any other discussions on that item?
Can we talk about the conference call on the 17th? So we'll be short one commissioner. Commissioner McIsaac can't be on the call. Can you be on the call, Jay Bowles-Miller?
This when?
Next
September
Should be. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if Brad will be on the call. So we're very close to not having a quorum, and we have decision items. And the budget stuff may be added to this.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the budget stuff may be added.
Yeah, let me speak to that, Mr. Vice Chairman. Yesterday, I think we heard is early September as a time to come back, and that's what I would prefer, is to give the staff some time. Next Friday is almost tomorrow, you know, so I would not hope to see the budget, put the staff in a position having to turn around budget stuff by then. So I would prefer them taking their time at it, and yesterday, early September was mentioned. I think that works just fine. Well, when our next call in September is when?
I think it's the third.
It's right around Labor Day.
Whatever the first Friday is.
Seventh.
Oh, that's it. Okay. That will close out our future meeting planning discussion.